Hi, this is Shaibane. I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf Staff and Practice Series. There was a family that was a very artistic family, and every year they would have a beautiful sukkah, and each year they had a different theme and different shtick, some way of making the sukkah a really beautiful sukkah. One year, they had an idea. They wanted to paint murals on the schach. They wanted to be, you look up at the ceiling, you look up at the schach, and you see some beautiful pictures all fit in with their wonderful theme. The question is that okay? Are you able to take your schach, kosher schach, made from something that grows from the ground, that's not makabel tumah, it's not connected to the ground, everything's great, and paint it? They wanted to paint it, look like the sky, blue, whatever they wanted to do, however they wanted to paint the schach. Would that be okay? So, I guess, surprisingly or not surprisingly, they weren't the first ones to think of this idea. This question is really addressed by Rav Shlomo Kluger. In Tshuvos Ha'alef HaChashlem, Simon Shin Samach Dalet, he says it's not a problem. It's not a problem to paint the schach. What would potentially be the problem here? So he's addressing a problem, perhaps, that this is not kosher schach. The paint isn't made out of kosher material, so perhaps it would be a problem. And he says it's not a problem, chazusa lav milsa, it's a discussion for somewhere else. That's just paint, it doesn't really have any substance to it. Okay, it's not a problem. There are other reasons why it potentially wouldn't be a problem. It's not a problem of pasul schach. However, there's another consideration that some other poskim raise. And that is based on the Gemara in today's daf, Sukkah daf yud beis amud beis. The Gemara in the middle of amud beis tells us, Amar Rabba Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Sikhecha ba'anitzei pishtan pesul. If you use the schach, anitzei pishtan, processed flax. So you went through, there's a long process of turning flax into threads, and you used anitzei pishtan, the Gemara says, psula. It's pasul. And why is it pasul? There are different explanations, but the Rambam in Hilchas Sukkah, Perek Hei Halacha Dalet explains, it's because it changed. It no longer looks like it grew from the ground. Since it changed, it's no longer kosher schach. True, it grew from the ground, then it's not even mekabel tumah. But since it changed, it doesn't look like it grew from the ground, it doesn't look like a material that grew from the ground, it's not going to be kosher schach. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins as well in Siman Tav Reish Chav Tes, Sif Dalet, the Sikcha B'Pishon Shleini Dek V'Nibit Shere, but da 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 Avlam Nidek V'Nibit Psula, it's going to be possible. The Mishnah Berurah explains why B'Pnei She'ein Tzurasa Emedes Lav V'Mechzi Kilu Ein Amigdala Karka. It no longer looks like what it looked like when it was cut from the ground, and it does not look like it grew from the ground, therefore it's possible. And therefore, there are some poskim that raise that depending on how you're going to paint the schach could create the reality that no longer looks like kosher schach. If it no longer looks like kosher schach, then in fact, it could be a problem. And it's an interesting discussion in terms of halacha l'maisa. You look in Halicha Shlomo, in Halacha Sukkah Periches, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach discussed this. He seems to go on the lean in the direction that it wouldn't be a problem, but I saw the Cheshukei Chemed from Yisrael Silberstein, not over here, actually in Erevin on Daf Gimel, where Yisrael Silberstein was not too fond of this, and it happens to be this is very relevant, a little variation of this question. If you laminate the schach, if you cover it over with this plastic in order to make sure that it's more durable, there's a laminate, formica or something that you cover the schach with, that could also be this question. There are different shmulis and different poskim about it. So if you're confronted with this question, obviously you should ask your Rav.